Following is a KVON Sports presentation. It's college basketball coming to you from Napa Valley College in Napa, California. As tonight, the Napa Valley College Storm is hosting College of Marin Mariners from Kentfield. It's college basketball on your way from KVON. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome into another sports presentation. As we have college basketball on the air today from Napa, California. It's a good season for the Napa Valley College Storm team. They have a 10-8 record, having played a very strong pre-conference schedule. And in the league, they are 6-1, having an outstanding start to league play. They are hosting tonight a team out of Kentfield called College of Marin, the Mariners, who happened to be coached by a Vintage High graduate, Scott Thom, in his second year as the head coach, who actually played for the Crushers when Russ Critchfield was the coach. Tonight's broadcast sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. I'm Ira C. Smith, and joining us on the broadcast tonight, we have Dino Alessio with the statistics. We have Jake Grant with us, his commentary, and our engineer back at the KVON studio is Charles Kennedy. So we welcome you along as well. Settle back, relax, and we hope you enjoy our broadcast. If you have a chance, come on out and see Storm Basketball. We're actually broadcasting two games tonight. The men's contest is coming up here in just a few minutes, and then the women's action, that'll be on about 7:30 tonight. So you're welcome to join us. We're happy to be on the air here from the gymnasium at Napa Valley College and get set for tonight's action. We will be hearing from Steve Ball, the head coach for Napa Valley College, in his 13th year in a moment, as he will help us set the scene for tonight's encounter. First of all, we'd like to welcome Jake Grant back with us. He helped us during football season and just a little bit on basketball. So, Jake, nice to have you aboard.
Well, it's nice to be back. I enjoyed coming out and doing the Vintage game a couple weeks ago, and scheduling conflicts have kept me away from it, but I'm glad to be back, and I'm looking forward to doing some more in the future.
And Dino Alessio, of course, back with us with his statistics.
Pleasure to be here, Ira. I'm definitely looking forward to a couple of good basketball games tonight. I'm very pleased to know that the Napa Valley women are fielding a team this year, and so we get to do a doubleheader.
And we'll be back and hear from Coach Steve Ball in just a moment after we take this timeout. Welcome back into Napa Valley College Gymnasium for the basketball game tonight. Napa Valley College is the host, and Scott Thom brings in the College of Marin from Kentfield. They had on their original roster two sophomores and 10 freshmen, very young team, while Napa Valley College on their roster had seven sophomores and six freshmen. But two of those freshmen are no longer with the team. But let's find out about that team as we spoke with 13th year head coach Steve Ball.
Well, Steve, first of all, you have to be pleased the way the team has performed this season.
Yeah, no, I'm very, very happy. After a tough start after the fires, since December 1st, we've only lost three games. So we're really excited about the way guys are playing. The chemistry has been great for the last month and a half. We're really defending the way that we want to defend.
Is there any one ingredient that is working better than the other?
No, I mean, Sasha's been the one really consistent player for us. Since December 1st, Fico Adobo has really gotten his legs, and he's found out what we all thought he could be, and I think he's been that for the last 10 or 12 games. He's just a dominant lead guard with sheer athleticism. He's knocked down some triples for us, and he defends with a tenacity that just is infectious.
In your 13 seasons, have you ever been at first place this late in the season?
Not this late, no. We've been in first place after two or three games, but not this late in the season. You know, we had a log jam up top with us, Contra Costa, and Yuba, and after Yuba beat us here, and then went down there. That we bounced back pretty strong and won that game down at Contra Costa on the road to give us a two-way tie at the top instead of a three-way tie.
Are you able to keep the squad pretty much intact, or has the flu set in?
You know, it's been crazy. It has really hit us. At the Solano game, Fico wasn't able to play. Quite a few of the guys have been healthy. Calvin Johnson was really ill. Akeem Veer was really ill. Nick Vaughn was really ill. So we've lost a handful of guys. Joe Vaughn's almost missed the game, but he ended up coming and saying he felt a lot better once he got here and played. It's gone through us, but for the most part, we've been able to keep at least half the squad healthy at any moment. So we've been we're sponsored by Emergency and Aquafina, so we've been pounding that all day, every day.
How would you describe the type of defense that you like them to play?
We started out picking up full court at the beginning of the year. It just kind of got us in a tempo that we didn't feel helped us out offensively. So we've really just picked up full court man-to-man, not really trapping nearly as much. And then, you know, you got a guy like Sasha who dominates the paint itself the last three games. He's really allowed teams to have nothing in the paint, whether he comes over and uses his right to verticality or he comes over and wipes one with some emphasis on it. He's really learned when and where to do each of those things. And so with the guards, they're starting to learn how to, you know, we call it lock and trail on shooters and contain penetrators. You know, they're starting to learn how to follow a scouting report with a different variety of ways that we can defend.
And winning makes for a good attitude.
Yeah, winning helps me a lot. I, you know, still don't sleep at night, but I get a couple hours of sleep at night on game nights. So it definitely helps. It helps with the chemistry. The guys after the Santa Rosa tournament, ever since the Santa Rosa tournament, the guys have really come together and not been worried about their time. They've been worried more about our success as a team.
Those the comments from Steve Ball with the Napa Valley College Storm in his 13th year. Carson Carrotin is his assistant. And it's interesting to note, too, that the assistants for Scott Thom have local connections. Tony Rubio, who used to be assistant over at Vintage, is assisting. They have Justin Herbert on the staff as well. And a player on the roster that is green, or we should say that is gray shirting, is Nick Serve, who played for the Chrysers last year.
Nick was a really fine player that we enjoyed watching for Vintage. Great ball handler and
real hustler on the court.
He really was.
Yeah. We'll be back with the starting lineup for tonight's game between Napa Valley College and College of Marin as we continue to that countdown to tip-off. Well, as we get set for tonight's opening tip-off, let me give you the information here. They'll be doing the introduction to the crowd. More people keep coming in here at the Napa Valley College Gymnasium. But for Scott Thom, his starters will include Eric Marrera. He is a 6'4 freshman. He is from Albany. Derek Morgan, who has been an outstanding rebounder and shooter, is a sophomore from Redwood High School. They have Jaime Bagnigas. Bagnigas is from Albany, also about 6'4 and a freshman. R.J. Kutkelvin is a 5'9 freshman out of Tamalpais. And 6'9 freshman from Petaluma, Joey Potts. He's a big guy in the middle. So, Dino, as you can tell, College of Marin with players from the MCAL.
Yeah, and a couple of players from Albany, which is, would be, I believe Albany's in the ACAL. Then again, those the leagues in the East Bay there tend to shuffle around a little bit from time to time. But kind of an interesting group, getting players from both locally and from the Marin County League and from the East Bay Leagues.
Well, let's find out about Napa Valley College and Steve Ball's starters for tonight. A 6-foot sophomore from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. It's Amacho Adopi, Ardopo. and we'll get some excitement from him because he averages in double figures. And they have Armani Mills, a 6'2 freshman out of Marietta, Georgia. A 6'11 freshman in the center. Team's leading scorer and leading rebounder from Napa, Justin Tiana, Sasha French. They have another freshman that, well, check, he is a sophomore, but he is on the front line there at 6'7. Joe Fonts from Calistoga, one of the Wildcats. And from Napa High, a 6'4 sophomore, Tom Salzman, rounds out the starting five. There are three officials working tonight's college game, and they're huddled around the official scorer's table at this time. And I imagine that we will have the national anthem as well as the starting lineups coming up here in just a moment. And as we pick them up, I'll give you the point per game average that these players have on the season coming into this. They have information regarding not only on the season, but for just league. But first, the national anthem. So we'll be back in a moment. Well, Derek Morgan, their leading scorer, 19.2 points per game, has been introduced. But the others have their warm-ups on, with the exception of Joey Potts, who is 6'9". Scott Thom comes over and shakes hands with Steve Ball, a Napa Valley College starting five to be introduced. We'll see if they start out with Adopo, the sophomore out of Pittsfield, Massachusetts. You can perhaps hear the PA in the background as we're set for the first starter when they get around to it here. It's quite a production.
Yeah. For a second there, I thought they were going to introduce the Chicago Bears with Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Well, Adopo, who averages 10.9 points per game, is the first to be introduced. Next is Armani Mills, who averages 8.1 per game. And then it's Sasha French, averaging 12.1 per contest. Following him, Joe Fonz averages 8.5 per contest. And rounding out the top five of the starting five is Tom Salzman, a 5.6 per game average for the Napa Valley College Storm. The colors, they're in what they call the yellow gold with the sea green numerals and the sea green trim. College of Marin coming out with the black uniforms with the gold numerals and gold trim. Napa Valley College going the basket to our left here in the first half. We'll have Sasha French at 6'11 in there to jump against Joey Pitts, who is 6'9". So French will have a couple-inch height advantage, and the officials positioning themselves now, as the head official is moving in to toss the ball in the air. And here we go from the Napa Valley College gymnasium with College of Marin going to the right, as we mentioned, and the Storm to the left. And the tip is controlled by the Storm as Mills gets the ball. And they're working a little weave there as he hands off to Adolfo. Adolfo between circles, starts to the right side, and he gets a bounce pass over there to Mills, who drives in from the left side and lobs the pass towards the left-hand corner back to Adolfo. Adolfo at the top of the key, fakes right, goes left, pull-up jumper from about 10 feet is no good, and it's rebounded by College of Marin's Benigas, brings it forecourt to over there to Mareri. Now they work it to the top of the key for a three-point attempt on the way in and out. No good by Joey Potts. Rebounded by Napa. They quickly bring the ball front court. Quarter court on the right side. Out to the left of the key. The pass goes over there. And a pull-up jump shot. No good by Mills. Rebound tipped around and taken out there by Benigas, we should say. Gets it over now to Mareri. Working it around now to Cutcalden. Working the weave. Follow the Napa defense now. It's a Frazier defense, man-to-man style. A jump shot over the defense is good by Eric Mereri. Still the first shot of the game made by the Mariners. Napa in the drive. Mills goes up. Missed the underhand scoop shot. And it's rebounded by College of Marin. A lead pass into the forecourt. Comes down to the left-hand side. Brings it back out now to Mereri. Mereri working between circles against Adolfo. Starts down the right of the key. Cut off there. Goes back over to Potts. Potts well out. Sets a screen now. Rolling off the left of the screen and trying a shot was Morgan. No good. And her check, it was good. It went in.
Yep. Number so 23.
4-0 now as Napa brings the ball back into the front court. Over on the right side. Now back out to Mills. Mills drives into the lane and bumps into the player and is going to be called for an offensive foul. That on Armani is the first foul called in the game tonight. So the, as usual, the opening pace gets pretty fast and it goes from there to even faster at times here for Napa Valley College, which is back on defense, doing a good job of settling back in. Potts at the top of the key was credited with the last basket out to the top. And a three-pointer is good by Eric Mereri. And he's got 5 points already. And the Storm is down 7-0 here with 17:10 to go here in the first half. There's a three-pointer rimming no good by French. And the rebound is taken by the Mariners. Boy, they're playing inspired basketball now. Napa Valley College yet to score as we have played over 3 minutes here in the first half. Napa on the man-to-man defense. Underneath the shot, up and good. Now, was that Morgan that got it? Was that one or two? It was screened out on that as the ball got inside.
I'm sorry, Jacob, did you see?
I didn't catch it.
All right, I think it was Morgan. At least I give him the basket on that. And there's a timeout taken by the Storm as they need a timeout now with 16:43 to go and yet to score and down by 9, making a couple changes in the lineup. Jaden Hampton comes into the game along with Calvin Johnson for Napa.
And Ira, that was number one who scored that last basket for.
Okay, it was. Okay, that was Sherrod. Thanks, you. Thanks, Dino. So play resumes. Napa still looking for their first points in the game. Brings it over the left of the key. Spins around. Out to Salzman from the top. Boom, he got it. Salzman netting a three-pointer. And it's 9-3 now. That's the first basket. How many had they missed?
They had missed four shots before making that first basket.
Mariners with Cutcalvin getting the ball back out to Mereri. Mereri passes over to the left side to Potts. Potts holds the ball high over his head, looks for someone to cut through, trying to set a screen away from the play. Pass goes quarter court right side, driving around, going and shot is blocked. Next shot is up, and right after their foul was called, there against Napa, there was the buzzer signifying the
it was against clock. Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson, who just entered the game, picks up his first foul. Free throw is no good. Jaime Venegas at the free throw line. Jaime, 6'4 freshman out of Albany. Bouncing the ball. Right-hand free throw is good for his first point in the game. And it's 10-3. College of Marin in the lead. Napa with the ball. Hampton forecourt. Well out on the right side. Looks for someone to break to the right. He finds Salzman over there at the quarter court mark. Fakes left. Drives left now into the lane. The ball is tipped away. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Napa. Salzman's going to trigger the inbound. Had Akeem Deere in the lineup now, too. He's a pretty good scorer, too. He averages almost double figures, 9.2 per game. Seven seconds on the shot clock, ball underneath, trying to get a shot away, and they can't, and the shot clock goes off, so the shot clock violation, a turnover. Napa Valley College getting out-hustled by College of Marin here in the early going. 10-3 is the score. This is game number one of our basketball doubleheader tonight. We'll also be broadcasting the women's contest following this men's basketball matchup. As the weave for the College of Marin, they try to work the ball in, nearly punched away there, but retrieved by Benegas. He drives in, goes up. Benegas missed the basket, but again, an offensive rebound back up with it by Morgan. No good. Rebound is good by Potts. Boy, Napa had a problem off of that defensive backcourt, and it's 12-3 now. Salzman, a pull-up jumper from 12. No good. Goes for the rebound. Taken instead by Napa's Hampton. He goes up for the shot. And I think it's going to be an offensive foul there. The officials.
Restricted.
Thank you.
No, now they're taking changing the call. Instead of an offensive foul, going to charge the foul to Benegas. That's his first personal foul. Well, what's Hampton done at the free throw line this season?
Hampton shot 75.7 all season in the free throw shot.
His first free throw is on the way. It's no good. And what has he done as far as the number of times he's been there?
I can't catch that one right now.
Okay. Back to the line. Trying to make the free throw attempt. It rolls around and then nestles in.
He's 28 for 37.
So he gets to that line a bit. The ball is out of bounds. There's a shove, so the ball is going to stay with the Mariners. They get it in their forecourt, right near the quarter court mark. Getting set to inbound the ball is Morgan. Morgan is one of their, that ball is deflected again. Last touch by Akeem Deere for Napa. Derek Morgan averages nearly 20 points per game, and he has the ball right now between circles. Just a little flip over there to cut Kelvin. They're working it around now, trying to cut away from the basket, trying to blindside the Napa defense. It stays in a man-to-man alignment, driving the left of the key, and then feeding under there. The ball is blocked on the shot attempt by Potts, rebounded by Napa, coming down a fast break. Ball deflected away, and it may have been a kick ball. It will be Napa's ball. 14 minutes to go here in the first half. 12-4 is the score. Napa Valley College with the ball in the left corner. A three-point attempt is up. No good, but an offensive rebound is put up. No good by Calvin Johnson, and he came down hard on the court. Thump. And that's going to be a foul on him. It's his second personal foul. It's the team's third here in the first half. Napa getting back on defense as Benegas. It's a pass over now to right. Benegas has the ball stolen away. Coming down on a fast break as Hampton goes up, shoots, scores. As Jaden Hampton gets a field goal, and it's 12-6. College of Marin in the lead as Murray over to Morgan, drives baseline, reverse layup, bounce, no good, rebound, it tipped right over to Potts, who puts it up and scored. Well, an ill-advised defensive tip there went right to Potts, who was just off to the left of the basket and put it in. Coming up on the 13-minute mark, stormed down by 8 points. There's a shot no good by Deer. And it is rebounded by College of Marin. Morgan over to Potts. Potts juggles it a bit. He's to the left of the key. Spins and flips it over to Morgan. Morgan backs it back out now. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Plenty of time to go there as they're working, driving and feeding underneath to Potts, and he slam dunks it. Joey Potts having a great start now, and it's a 10-point lead for College of Marin. Hampton walks the ball into the forecourt. Tom Salzman lobs it over to the right side. Now to French. French turns, goes up with the left hand. It's an air ball, and out of bounds. Last touch by Napa. Napa sending four players into the game now. Kind of a slow start trying to get a unit in there that will gel for the Storm. There, four players came in and five players went out. So that didn't quite work number-wise.
Well, it certainly makes her a more wide-open court when you have fewer players out there.
Yeah. Back onto the court is Akeem Deer. So he'll stay out there, and the other four are replaced. Pick them up as they work the ball around. There is an almost steal by Adopo.
Ira, in the early going here, College of Marin's made 7 out of 11 from the floor.
Wow.
College, or Napa College, only 2 of 11.
Yep. And they're working for the shots in the paint. And by the way, they have brought the big boy in, Harriman. And he gets the ball now, put a half hook up, no good. Rebound is taken out of there by Joe Fonts out of Calistoga. Is it over to Deer? Deer used up the dribble. He's way out on the left side. Now switches over toward the right side. They get underneath the Fonts, out to the top of the circle, over the left. Deer fires up and hits a three. So that was Akeem Deer's first basket in the game. And it makes it 9-16 now. The Mariners quickly get it into the forecourt, nearly tipped away, but retrieved by the timeline. And there the pass intercepted by Deer. He's got 3-on-2. Gets it over to Fonts. Drives in. Ball tipped away. He retrieves it. And guarded very tightly there. Flips a pass back out. Goes near the timeline. Over to Adolfo. Gets his over now to Armani Mills. Working it around there. And Deer tries another three. No good. Rebounded by Kerriman. He is 6'9 out of Newark. Quickly down the left side, a pull-up jump shot is no good by Carlton Coleman, but they get an offensive rebound, no good. Coleman fights for the rebound, but it is taken out of there by Joe Fonts. Napa Valley College with the ball, trailing it by 7, slowly bringing the ball into the front court. Working it over there as the they get it to Deer. Out to the top of the key to James Ned, who is out of Brentwood over the right side. A pull-up jumper is good by Armani Mills, getting his first basket. He's out of Marietta, California. 16-11. We're midway through the first half now. And the Storm down by 5. And there is a steal by Mills. Mills drives in, and the ball is deflected away, but a foul is called on Cut Kelvin. It's only the second team foul against the Mariners, and that will put at the free throw line Mills. So, Jake, how's he been doing?
Mills is going at 75% shooting. He's 33 for 44.
Well, he hit the flange and missed the first attempt. Armani Mills, an 8.1 per game average. He was a starter in this game.
Pico, you got 2.
Steve Ball hollering out defensive assignments, and Mills makes that free throw.
Show help.
So it's back to a 4-point lead now for the Mariners. Napa stays in that man-to-man defense. Morgan passes in the left-hand corner. They bring it back out to the top of the key to Murari, to Morgan. Working there with Murari. Morgan drives into the lane, forces it up, and there is an offensive foul. Morgan called for the charge. Team fouls are even now at three apiece. Steve Ball up off the bench shouting out assignments, even though the Storm now has the ball on offense. They have a little pressure in the backcourt, but nothing that the Storm can handle. Mills has it to the right of the key behind the three-point arc. Bounce back. Oh, good behind that. And what a shot underneath by Joe Font.
Wow.
A reverse great off the backboard that went in. And that makes it a two-point game. What a shot that was.
Fantastic reverse layup.
In forecourt, top of the key comes Sherrod. Over now to Murari. Out to Coleman. The big guy turns around, fires a three, no good. Fons gets the rebound for Napa. Comes down the right side. Mill, pull-up jumper from three. Yes! And believe it or not, the Storm has taken the lead on that shot by Mills. That's his second field goal, his first three-pointer. And Napa goes ahead 17-16 at 8 minutes and 24 seconds to go in the first half. There's timeout taken by Scott Thumb and the College of Marin. We'll be back with more first-half basketball. Play resumes. Morgan drives in, forces one up underhand, and no good. Rebounded by Joe Fons, and here come the Storm. Into the forecourt is Hampton. Takes it toward the right side, flips the pass over there to Adolfo. Adolfo brings it out to Fons between circles. Working it around against a man-to-man defense used by College Marin. In the middle, a shot up, no good by Ned. Rebounded by College of Marin. They have brought back Joey Potts into the lineup. He is in there in place of Perriman. They work the post. He sets a pick on the lower post, and the shot is tried no good by Sherrod, and it's rebounded by Napa, leading it by a point as they slowly bring it into the front court. Bounce pass goes right side to Adolfo. Out to Mills. Mills tries another three. It's an air ball, but the rebound is taken by Fons, but apparently he stepped on the baseline. So it'll go as a missed field goal. And the ball turned over to College of Marin. There is a three-point attempt rimming no good by Murari. And it's rebounded by Napa. Adolfo crosses the timeline now, brings it to top the key. Starts down the left side. Driving in and shooting beyond over the basket was Hampton, but Napa gets an offensive rebound. Hampton now from the right corner. It rims no good. Fons tries the rebound. He gets it. Back out to Mills. He tries the three. No good. Rebound. Fons fights. Or rather, check that. That was Hampton fighting for the rebound, but can't control it out of bounds. And it'll be College of Marin's ball.
And Ira, College of Marin, who had started out the game 7 for 11, has now missed their last 7 shots from the floor. They've gotten cold just as Napa College warmed up.
As Murari and Morgan working the weave along with Sherrod. Back to Murari. Goes to the right side, guarded out there by Akeem Deer. Drives it around, gets to Morgan. Morgan baseline drive and puts it in. Nice move by Morgan. Napa bringing it in to the forecourt slowly, trailing by a point. Deer on the angle left side. DeFont's near the baseline. A whistle. And apparently the whistle stepped out of bounds, and what Steve Ball is trying to claim is he was forced out. But the ball is given over to College Marin on a turnover by Napa, and it's 18-17 now. Napa down by a point. In the left-hand corner, a three-point attempt rims no good by Sherrod. Rebound, though, by Potts. And the ball deflected away from him, taken by Morgan. Reverse layup, no good, fouled on the play. Morgan will go to the line for two shots. Sasha French called for the personal foul. Sasha, the team's leading scorer, has been shut out so far in scoring here in the game. And we have 5:49 remaining in this first half. The inbound pass right underneath to Morgan. He lays it in. Well executed on that play. So Morgan gets another basket. And it's back to a three-point advantage for College of Marin. Fonts used up the dribble. Bounce pass over to this side. It, pass intended for French. Deflected away, but Mills has it. Drives baseline. Up with a shot. A little floater. No good. The rebound is good by Fonts. Joe Fonts followed that in for his second basket here in the first half. It's a one-point College of Marin lead, and they have the basketball as Mareri it over to Sherrod. They double-team and seal the ball. Pass comes down to Hampton. Goes in, goes up, and he scores. Wow, that was a well-executed double-teaming effort by the Storm. Brings College of Marin with the basketball trailing by a point now, and they have brought Venegas back into the lineup. You don't find many players that play with glasses on, but Venegas is that guy. And there, Morgan, his little floater up going from the lane off to the left side of the lane and popping one in. And it's 22-21 now as a three-point attempt by Mills is good. Mills, top of the key, gets his second three-point basket. He's got 8 points. Potts has 8 points for College of Marin. In the forecourt, Mareri goes up with a shot, no good. Rebound, French, but he was fouled coming over the back. Morgan called for the personal. That's his second personal. Team fouls are even now at four apiece, and we have 4 minutes to go here in the first half of the game as Nappas Hampton walks the ball into the forecourt, and then as he starts to drive, a little reach-in foul on Sherrod. Inside of 4 minutes to go. Neither team in the bonus as yet. Inbounds pass to Deer. He drives in lane. Turn around. The shot is partially blocked there by Potts, and they get the ball. Driving down. The ball is deflected away, but picked up and put in by Morgan. Well, he's got a late start here in this first half, but he's come on strong since then, and he's tied up the game at 24. Salzman tries the three. It rims. No good. Foul underneath on Mills. Second personal on Armani. As I say, neither each team has a foul to give yet, and we have 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. It's Mareri walking the ball into the center circle, and picked up there by Akeem Deer. Bounce pass over to the right side now. The ball deflected away. There is another fast break. Napa coming down, driving into the lane, going up, shooting, and scoring is Hampton. He's had 3 field goals. He is not a big guy at 5'11", but he certainly can penetrate. He's from Fayetteville, Arkansas, and plays for Napa Valley College now. Inside of 3 minutes to go. We're in the first half. Potts behind the three-point arc. The ball is blocked. Nice block there by Sasha French. And Napa has the ball, leading by 2 points. There's French driving in under the basket. Can't get a shot out. Mills tries a long three. No good. French rebound and in. Offensive putback for Sasha French's first basket here in the first half. And that is Napa's biggest lead, 4 points. 2:15 to go. We're in the first half here at the Napa Valley College Gymnasium. Morgan used up the dribble and forces one up. It's off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Deer for Napa Valley College. lets the defense siphon by. As they bring the ball into French. Underneath, spins, goes up, reverse layup. Good for two. Now they're clicking. Now the storm is rolling. Going ahead by 6 points. Inside of 2 minutes to go in the first half. Murari used up the dribble, and the ball is deflected and taken by Napa, and the official there got in the way of Hampton.
He tried to sneak behind the official, but he couldn't stay in bounds.
Yeah, and of course the official is part of the playing surface.
Yeah.
James Ned re-enters, replacing Tom Salzman. Salzman has hit a three-pointer here in the first half. Mills has hit 2 3-pointers, and Deer has hit 1, as they have hit 4 compared to 1 3-pointer for College of Marin that has the ball right now. Goes to Potts, way out on the high post, working the weave. Now they've got Carolman in there. They've got both of their big boys, the double post if they want to use it. Coleman goes to low post. Now he comes out the high post and tries the three. It spins out. Rebound under there. The foul is called against Napa. Wow. So it'll be free throws.
Called on Hampton.
Coming for Cut Kelvin. Takes deep breath. Bounces the ball. Eyes the basket. Shoots the free throw. And it's no good. Boy, they have gone into a cold spell in the free throwing and field goal shooting. Back to the line is R.J. Kutkelvin out of Tamalpais. And he missed them both, but he had them down and they spun back out, both times. Just over a minute to go here. We're in this, the first half, and it's 30-24. Napa with the lead and the ball. Goes over the side. James Ned tries a deep two. No good. Rebounded by Joey Potts for College of Marin. Down by 6. We're in the final minute of the first half. To Morgan. It's it over now to Murari. Murari drives it. The ball is tipped away from him by Adolfo, but it goes out of bounds. 38 seconds to go here, the first half. 30-24. Napa getting a very slow start, but they have come on and they had a spurt where they went from behind up to the lead, and they hold it by 6 points now. The ball comes way back to Carriman, and the pass intercepted there by the Storm. Bringing in the forecourt is French. Goes right side, Mills. Looks at a three, fires a three, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Adolfo, and he can't put it back up, gives it back out to Mills. Mills has the ball deflected away and taken by College of Marin, fast break, and they put the shot up, no good, tip up, no good. Rebound battled for, Potts gets it, pass over to Coleman, he scores. So Kevin Carriman gets the last basket of the first half. And that will end the half. Napa Valley was able to gain the lead, but had to come from behind there to get the lead there in that latter stages of the first half. Here at halftime, the score is Napa Valley College Storm 30 and College of Marin Mariners 26. Oh, welcome back in now here at Napa Valley College Gymnasium where it is halftime. Let's go to find out from Dino Alessio what happened there in the statistical shooting category.
Well, Ira, it was a very entertaining first half, and the stats bear out the fact that it's a very close game on the scoreboard. For the visitors from College of Marin, the Mariners took 33 shots and made 12 in that first half. That included 1 out of 5 from beyond the three-point line, and they were 1 out of 4 from the free throw line for their 26 points. The Napa Valley Storm shot 12 out of 31 from the floor. They did make 4 out of 9 from three-point range, and they were 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for their 30 points. the turnover battle is dead even. Six turnovers for each team. The assists, six for Marin on their 12 made baskets, seven for Napa on their 12 made baskets. The rebounding is dead even at 16 each. And there have been five lead changes in the game. And looking forward to a great, close, competitive second half.
Well, I'll tell you, this was a slow starting game for Napa Valley College. I mean, they have 30 points at halftime, and normally they're right up there as far as scoring. It'll pick up the tempo, I imagine, in the second half.
Yeah, and they started out, they were down 12-3 at one point, and from that point, they outscored.
Well, it was 16-6 at one point, too.
Well, that's true, too. They were actually 10 points down,
yeah.
You're right. And from that point, they outscored their opponents, the visitors from Marin, by 24-10.
Yeah.
To pull into a four-point lead.
Well, fortunately, the defense prevailed for Napa Valley College there. That Jake, do you want to chime in there on your thoughts on that first half?
Sasha French just seemed to be the difference maker, in my opinion. He reminded me a lot of Jock Lawndale at St. Mary's. He made his presence under the basket felt, and he played like a real old-school big man. He didn't try to shoot a three. He didn't try to work his way out to the perimeter. He just stayed down there and established his domain.
He's about the same size, too, I think, Jock, about 6'11".
Yeah, they're right around the same height. And it's kind of funny because they have, like, the rival connection, too, because Gonzaga had that old center, Remek Karowski or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
And Marin has a player on their team who reminds me a lot of him, too, the big guy. I can't remember his name.
Kerriman?
Yes. Uh-huh. They got very similar last names, and they're very similar style players.
I tell you, though, that fella on Gonzaga, I suspect that he was secretly like 34 years old. I mean, watching him play and the beard and everything, he did not look like a young kid.
Well, those two teams play tomorrow night. That will be a Gonzaga home game. Gonzaga, the Zags, are hosting the Gales tomorrow night. So that'd be for first place in the league.
Wow. It's always fun when those two teams play each other.
Well, it's usually a battle for first place.
And that game, when they play here in St. Mary's, sells out as soon as the tickets go on sale. It's a hard one to get into because their gymnasium is basically this size with the amount of fans that they can fit in there.
Yeah. They get extra chairs in there, too, for some of those games. We'll be back in a moment, and here's some comments from the coach for College of Marin, Scott Thom, the Vintage High graduate, as we continue here with Halftime. You're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the Internet at KVON.com. This is Ira C. Smith, along with Dino Alessio and Jake Grant from Napa Valley College Gymnasium, where the Napa Valley College Storm has a four-point lead over College of Marin. But let's find out a little more about College of Marin from their head coach and a Vintage High graduate, Scott Thom.
Well, Scott, first of all, you got a very young team.
Yeah, we have nine freshmen. We kind of cleaned house from last year's group. We kept Derek Morgan, who's just been a stud for us. He's a second lead rebounder in the state of California at almost 13 rebounds a game. And then Jack Soldavini, who comes off the bench as our other sophomore. The rest are all about 18, 19-year-old kids, and they're experienced in it. It's a good group. It's been real fun to coach them, even though we're kind of our record isn't that great.
Tell us a bit about getting the job and how this was a step in kind of a different direction from what you were doing.
Yeah, so the previous 6 years, I was a head strength coach for men's basketball and player development at Cal and Washington State, and I knew I wanted to do more, and so College of Marin gave me the opportunity to be able to also do strength and conditioning as well as kind of coach and run a program and recruit and scout and do a lot of things that have been real fun. I've really enjoyed it.
You had the opportunity to play for Russ Crispian when you were back with the Vintage Chrysler.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. We had our 20-year reunion a couple months ago. It's amazing how time flies, and it's just a special time. Vintage is always holds a dear place to my heart just because we moved here at the beginning of my junior year in high school, and it's just Coach Critchfield was so good at creating a family-type atmosphere. And so you had guys like Jeff Parrish and Ted Ward, Brian Powers, these guys that were older than you, but they just kind of took you under their wing like older brothers. So it's really special, and it's kind of what we always try to do as coaches. You want to make your team, you know, feel, have that family atmosphere.
You have a Vintage graduate on this year's roster.
Yes, his name's Nick Serb. Great kid. He's actually gray shirting, and so he practices hard, and then he'll actually be filming the game. And he's just a workhorse. He's a great kid, and we're really fortunate to have him on the team.
So he'll have two more years of eligibility.
Correct. Yeah, he'll have two more years. So this year he took 9 units each semester, was kind of getting acclimated to the program, our expectations, how we run practice, how we run weights, and things like that, and understanding the plays. And so next year he'll be able to catch it running, and so we're really excited to have him back next year.
Where's your main area of recruitment?
Well, we have a very big recruiting area. We can recruit San Francisco County, Solano County. The ironic thing is we can't really recruit Napa County as far as talking to players in person. We can phone call, text, email, go to games and practices and things like that, but we can't talk to the kids in Napa County until they come to our school at College of Marin, and then we can talk to them. But, yeah, we have a very big recruiting area. So,
you have a younger brother named Kevin who was involved in the media. What's his status?
He's doing great. He's down at in Los Angeles at CBS LA, and he's loving it. He was traveling with the Rams during their run, and now he's doing a lot of Clipper, Lakers, and UCLA-USC basketball games right now.
And you still have family in the Napa area?
Yes, my mom's here, my stepdad's here, my wife, Juliana, we call her Julinator. She's here with all her family, and it's going to be pretty interesting. I think we'll have a pretty good crowd here. I told our guys, don't be surprised if when we score a bucket or we start defending, that we get a little chant going in the stands.
And your assistant?
Yeah, Tony Rubio. He's like one of my best friends, and he was there with me when we were at Vintage together coaching, and he ended up coaching with Brett Wedding, who's an amazing coach and doing great things at American Canyon High School. And so he's on staff. We got Justin Herbert, who used to play for me back at Vintage, from Vintage days. It's his first coaching job. We got Patrick Smith, who's obviously, if you know the Smiths, there's about 8 of them or 9 of them. And so he's helping us out coaching. He's doing a great job. And we have a kid, Josh Ricofrente, who's also helping us out. And he was a manager at Cal when I was coaching down there.
And those are the comments from Scott Thom in his second year as the coach at College of Marin, and he played for the Vintage Crushers back in the days of Russ Critchfield, who was coaching the Crushers at that time. College of Marin having a little tough time picking up the W's this season with 2 victories and 13 losses overall. They are 1-6 in the league, while Napa Valley College has the reverse as far as league's record with 6 wins and 1 loss, tied for first place with Yuba College in that what's going to be a very tight race, that's for sure. Napa Valley College had that 1 loss against Yuba College in overtime. It was tied up at the end of regulation at 84-84. And then that's when Yuba just started pouring it on in the second. But big win last week at Solano Community College in Fairfield, 66-53. Sasha French had 16 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. So he had a pretty good night and against the Solano team. And by the way, when Solano comes to Napa, we will be broadcasting that game. Napa Valley College with a good team this year, one of the better teams they've had in the last several years. So we're broadcasting more of their games. We've got 2 more of their games beside the Solano game. We're doing Contra Costa as well.
I have the scores for the Warrior game if you want to hear it.
No, don't want to hear it. We were taping it, so don't want to hear it. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll concentrate here on Napa Valley College. And so coming into the standings here as far as the Bay Valley, Yuba College and Napa, as we mentioned, were at 6-1. Contra Costa was at 5-2. And then Mendocino, Los Medanos, and Merritt were all at 3-4. Alameda came in at 2-4. and Solano at 2-5, and then College of Marin at 1-6. That's the standings as we get second half basketball underway. College of Marin will get the ball at midcourt. Napa coming out. Salzman is back in, and here we go. Starting the second half, Napa with a four-point lead, and College of Marin with the ball at the top of the key. It's Pod working it over the right side to Morgan. Morgan really rebounds well for his 6'4 size. He handles the ball really well. And there's a bad pass, and it was tipped by Adolpos, so it will stay with College of Marin. They have 13 seconds on the shot clock. Just underway here in this second half. Inbounds pass comes to Mareri. Mareri falls down, and the ball is picked up by Adolpo. Driving in, going up, and he missed a layup and was fouled by Benegas on the play. So here at the outset, the turnover allows Napa to get a couple free throw attempts. Amacho Adolpo, a 6-foot sophomore from Pittsfield, Massachusetts, eyes the basket, and his first free throw is good. Napa's biggest lead, and that, by the way, is the first point of the game for Adolpo. Napa's biggest lead was at 6 points in that first half, and they are at a 6-point lead now, equaling their previous biggest lead of the game. Into the forecourt comes College of Marin now, looking for a basket as they've fallen behind by 6 points. They've used up the dribble, finding an open man now as they get the pass out to Cut Kelvin. Over to Morgan, drives in, goes up, scores. Nice move there by Morgan, and that puts him in double figures with 10 points in the game. Salzman has it front court for Napa. Over goes to French, who's pulled way out. Now he'll pass it back out and go to a low post left side. Also on that front line is Joe Fonts. The Salzman tries a three. It rims no good. Rebound is taken out of there by Cut Kilman. They're coming down. It puts a shot, or got a pass over to Morgan to put the shot up and miss. Rebounded by Napa. Slowing the tempo down a bit now. They like the up-tempo type game, but they are looking for their deliberate pattern basketball now, working at low post it goes. Spinning shot is up and good by French. Sasha was a slow starter in getting the points. That was his third basket of the game, however. And they go back to a 6-point Storm lead. The Mariners bring it into the forecourt. Goes baseline. That shot up no good by Morgan. Rebounded by Napa. Mills brings it front court. Takes it over to the right-hand corner to Salzman. Back out to Mills. Over to Salzman. He tries a three. Rims no good. Again, rebound by Fonz. Ran it down. Ball deflected away from him. And taken now by College of Marin. As they will bring it forecourt to Mareri. And have a foul. Reaching foul called against Salzman. Salzman's first foul, first team foul here of the second half. College of Marin has the big guy, Joey Potts, a freshman out of Petaluma, coming out from a low post to get the inbounds pass. Now it goes over to Morgan. Morgan just behind the arc, pass over, three-point attempt is up. No good there by Mareri, and it's rebounded by Napa, leading by six. Early here in the second half to Salzman, quarter court right side. There is a three-point attempt on the way. No good by French. Rebounded by Napa, though. Mills has it. Brings it back out near the center circle. It goes to Adolpho. Back over to Mills. Ball deflected from Mills and stolen by Morgan. Morgan coming down three on three. Passed over, going up, shooting and scoring is Cut Kelvin. His first points in the game, 34-30. Mills nearly had the ball taken away from him, but was able to control it. Working it around now as they get it out between circles to Adolpho. Now to Mills. Mills brings it right side. Salzman open for a three. It's way off the mark. Rebounded, taken out of there by Cut Kelvin. But Kelvin drives it four court, pulls up, tries a three, rims no good. Rebound cleared out by Sasha French, freshman out of Justin Siena High School. Gets it four court. Gets it back out to the Adolfo near the center circle now to Mills. Goes over to Salzman. Bounce pass in the corner to Adolfo. Underneath to Fonts. He spins. He passes it back out. Adolfo drives in. Oh, and a pass intended for Fonts under the basket, but too wide and out of bounds. 34-30. Napa in the lead with 16 minutes to go here in the second half. College of Marin has the basketball as Eric Mareri brings it to four court. Guarded very tightly there by Akeem Deer, who just came back into the lineup. Tries to drive around Deer, can't do so. Passes over to the right side, Morgan. Morgan drives in, goes up, just missed it, and the rebound comes right to Sasha French. Napa with the ball, leading by four. In the forecourt, comes to Deer on the angle left side. All working behind the three-point arc now. Back into the lineup is Hampton for Napa, and there is a foul called against College of Marin. Foul, second foul of the half. Napa with the ball now. And if there's a steal by Cut Kelvin, drives in, goes up, shoot, miss. Rebound is no good. Rebound is no good. And the rebound is out of bounds off of Sasha French. Wow, I tell you, they had Joey Potts under there with a clean shot at getting the offensive rebound, but missed the putback. Potts started out strong in the first half, and he got four quick baskets, but hasn't scored since that time. They will inbound underneath the basket. They're looking for a shot. It's no good, and the rebound is off of Napa. Now they're giving it to Napa. So Napa gets a break there. And Scott Thom is trying to point that out. They do not use replays here in this league. Oh, they got Sasha French open under the basket. He drives in. Two-hand slam, or as they call it, the grand slam. 36-30 is French now as his fourth field goal in the game. Again, that equals their biggest lead, 6 points. They've been at that area several times here without scoring. There's a bad pass, and there's a whistle then. And a foul is going to be called against Sasha French. So did you, either one of you, see what happened on that?
It didn't look like much to me, but French had both hands on the back of Potts.
And there's a whistle as the inbounds pass came to Chris Press. He's a freshman that just came into the game. He also is from Redwood High School, which is where Derek Morgan is from. Inbounds pass out to Cut Kelvin. That's his last name, Cut Kelvin. He goes by the initials R.J., for his first name there. There is a three-point attempt up and good by Mareri. And that's his second three-point basket in the game. He has 8 points. Sasha French, forecourt to Deer. Napa spreading the offense now, leading it by 3 points to Deer. Over to Fonts, back to Deer. He'll try a three. It rims no good. Sasha French rebounds. Just pass to Hampton. Hampton top of the key. Works it to Deer. Drives in. Reverse layup. Good! Akeem Deer on a nice move. 38-33. Napa back on defense. Good job of transition by both teams off getting back on defense. And when you play man-to-man, that's kind of tough to do. Sometimes setting up on a 2-3 or a zone makes it a little easier. Ball is deflected. An attempt by Potts was partially blocked. And Napa comes away with the basketball with 13 and a half minutes to go here in the second half, leading it by five. Driving in is Fonts up and good. A good baseline drive. And that is a new big lead for Napa, their biggest lead of the game now at 7 points. And Scott Thom wants a timeout. They take it with 13:10 to go The score, Napa Valley College 40 and College of Marin 33. You're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. Along with Dino Alessio and Jake Grant, this is Ira C. Smith. Let's go to Dino on some of this second half shooting.
College of Marin, they have made just 3 out of 12 from the floor. For Napa Valley College, they've made 4 out of 10 from the floor in this half. And Napa Valley College is starting to gain an edge in rebounding. Rebounding was even at halftime, but Napa is out-rebounding Marin 9-4 so far in the second half.
Storm on the defense as play resumes. And Potts is not in there now for Marin. The ball is deflected by Napa, and it goes out of bounds off of Marin. James Nett is back into the lineup for Napa Valley College. And Sasha's friends is coming out. They had a hard time getting his attention to let him know he was being replaced. He finally comes over to the bench as play resumes. Fonz in the backcourt. Bounce pass over to Hampton, back to Fonz. Fonz giving it right back, working it with those short, quick passes as the pass is underneath the net. He can't get the shot away. Gets to Salzman. Drives in, goes up, shoots, and scores! Salzman gets his second basket. His earlier one was a 3-point basket. And again, moving up to their biggest lead. This time it's 9 points for Napa. They trailed by as many as 10 in the first half. There's a 3-point attempt up, no good by Karaman. And it's rebounded by Napa. So Karaman is in there in place of Joey Potts for College of Marin. Here as we're getting close to the midsection of the second half. Fonz with the ball. Gets it over to Deere. He's open for a 3-point try. Rims out. No good. Rebounded by Maneri. He brings it forecourt on the high dribble. As Akeem Deere is giving him a lot of room out there. He has not been firing the 3-point attempt. So they're working it around the perimeter. Setting picks and shooting over. And hitting a long two was Kevin Karaman. It's his second basket. He averages 9.5 per game and is not a starter. He is 6'9 and a freshman out of Newark. There is an offensive foul. And it's called on Joe Fonz. That is his first. It's the second. Check it. It's the fourth team foul. So we're at 11 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the second half. As there is a reach-in foul, I think it's going to be called on Deere. Net. Will sit, no, not yet into a shooting situation. That was the fifth team foul. It will be Derek Morgan inbounding the ball. They work it over the side now to Benegas. Now it goes to Cut Kelvin. Cut Kelvin flips it over to Karaman. He likes the three, and it settles in. Just held onto the rim and goes down. Second bucket in a row for Kevin Karaman. And it is back to a 4-point lead. Napa with the ball now as they bring it forecourt. Salzman starts to drive in. Throws it out of bounds. Wild pass. Trying to go into the right corner. So Ned is back out. And French is back in. As Coach Steve Ball makes a change. Napa came into this game having won 6 of the 7 league games here in the North in the Bay Valley Conference. And they get quickly back on defense as College of Marin works at the left-hand corner and then tries to drive the baseline. And there's a reach-in foul. And that's going to go against Mills.
Ryan, that's two.
I have. That's a third foul on Armani. So Marin will be in the bonus on the next common foul. Harriman underneath, spins, turns, goes up, shoots, misses. Fonz rebounds for Napa Valley College, leading by four. Pass to Solomon, drives in, goes up, and he scores! Salzman has come through with a couple baskets here, driving into the lane. Normally his scoring comes from the outside. Driving in and going up and just missing was Eric Mareri, but he was fouled this time. And I think that's going to be Fonz. So a couple quick fouls on Fonz. Even though that College Marin's in the bonus, this would have been a two-shot foul either way. Well, in the bonus, he'd have to make the first. It's his first trip to the free throw line tonight, and he missed the first free throw attempt. This is Eric Mareri, who is from Albany, and he scores the next free throw for his ninth point. Morgan has 10, and Terriman has 7 as far as the... Oh, and those are just the leading scores for College of Marin. Driving in, Adolfo goes up, scores! Nice drive left of the key. Adolfo has his first field goal of the game. Well, we're midway through the second half now as Napa has stayed in a man-to-man. College Marin has gone into a zone in the second half. There's a shot over the defense, no good. Napa rebounds. We'll see if College Marin stays into the zone or if they go back to a man-to-man. Now they stay in their 2-3. Driving in is Mills. He'll score right down that left side of the lane. And he is in double figures now with 10. He had 8 of those in the first half, and it's a 9-point lead. Second time in this game that Napa has had a 9-point lead, and there's timeout taken now with 9 minutes to go. And let's go over to Dino.
So Napa's on another one of those little mini hot streaks. They've made 6 out of their last 7 shots that they've taken from the floor, and that's helped them get the game back out to a 9-point lead after it had gotten as close as, well, 4 points for Terran, and maybe even, I think, 2 points in one instance in the second half.
Yeah, Napa playing much better than they started the game. They were really slow starting, trailing at 1 point, 16-6, and then just outscoring the other team 24-10, the balance of that first half.
Frankly, I'm surprised that College of Marin's record is what it is, because I think they're playing very, very well. I'm surprised that they haven't had more victories.
Well, they've been hustling on defense. That's been a strong suit for both teams so far. As we resume play now, Napa on the defense. The pass goes over to Venegas. Venegas brings it back out to Morgan. Morgan spreads the attack now as he takes it between circles. Working it around, there is a three-point attempt. No good. In and out by Sherrod, and it's rebounded by Napa. Chance to get into the lead by double figures if they can score this time down the court. Salzman to Mills. Mills pumps a three. Short. Rebound. Fonz. Oh, he was shoved, and he goes down on the court and will go to the line for 2 shots. The foul on Venegas. Fonz to the free throw line for the first time tonight. In fact, the Storm has shot 4, let's make it 6 free throws. But the first for Fonz out of Calistoga. And he missed the first one. Joe is 6'7". Sophomore. Any idea on his shooting? Fonz back there getting...
Fonz shoots 95% from the line.
Yeah, pretty good free throw shooting, but missed the first. And he hits the second one. Swish. That's 7 points for him, 7 points for Salzman, 7 points for Adolfo. So some pretty good balance. Sasha French has 8. Mills has 10. Deer has 5. Hampton also has 7 points. So a bunch of these Storm players with 7 points on the night. Play resumes College of Marin with the basketball. Mareri lobs one underneath to Morgan, lays it in. Got around Mills on that play. Morgan gets his second basket of the second half. Napa with Hampton bringing the ball in the forecourt to Mills. Working it way outside against a 2-3 zone defense. Working it over to the right side. Lobbing it underneath. Now turn around. Left-hander. Good by Sasha French. That was not an easy shot.
Showed great body control on that.
Well, that makes it a 10-point lead now. 7.5 minutes to go in this second half. Morgan tries an underhand scoop shot. No good. Rebound is thrown right to College Marin. He's fouled in three-point territory. So it'll be three free throws coming for College of Marin after the foul by Mills, and that's four fouls on Armani Mills. And that puts at the free throw line Mareri, who made his last free throw but missed that one.
Shoots 69% on the season.
He's 1-for-3 so far tonight. Bounces the ball. And his free throw is no good. He's 0-for-2. My goodness. Is he going to get the hat trick here? Think on that with the three free throws. Deer is back in for Napa. Bouncing the ball, eyeing the basket. Free throw rolls off. He did get the 0-for-3 at the free throw line. But on the ensuing rebound, there's another foul against Napa. There was an infraction, so that will not go as a missed free throw.
So a lane violation there?
Yeah.
Akeem Deer.
But he missed the next free throw anyway, so he still gets the hat trick on missing three free throws in a row. There is a three-point attempt up, no good. French gets another rebound. He's double-teamed and fouled in the backcourt. That's only the fourth team foul. Mareri, I think, is going to be called for the foul. It's his first.
Yes, take it out.
We just about had Malcolm Bracey in the game. He started to go to the official scorer's bench and was called back by Coach Steve Ball. Just over 7 minutes to go. We're in the second half. 51-41 the score. Napa with the ball and the lead as they bring it down. Underneath his front, he tries a slam dunk. And he did not get fouled, although Steve Ball certainly thought that he did. Morgan with the rebound brings it all the way down the front court for a three-point attempt up by Mareri. No good. Rebound by French, and he is fouled from behind. It's the fifth team foul. That foul on Cut Kelvin, but I think he got the worst of the deal.
Cut Kelvin's quite the little flopper.
Yeah. Out of Tamalpais High School. For you folks listening in the Napa area, on the roster but getting gray-shirted is Nick Serb, a Vintage High graduate, played for Vintage last year. By gray-shirting, that's the same as red-shirting in the four-year college sports. And this is for junior college. Driving in the shot is blocked, and the putback is no good, but a shove is called. Sasha French is taking a pounding under there. That was Venegas committing his fourth personal foul. So what's French done at the line there?
French shoots 75% on the season. He's 36-for-48.
Gets to that line a bit. He's in double figures, and he scores the first free throw. From Napa's Justin Siena. Tasha French. Back into the lineup is Kevin Karaman, the big 6'9 stocky build freshman out of Newark. French's next free throw, no good. Gets out and rebounded by Marin. College of Marin with 6.5 minutes to go, down by 11 now. Napa keeps moving up a little bit, driving in, missing the shot, but getting fouled. It'll be a two-shot foul on Adolfo.
And if Marin's going to get back into this game, they need to start making some of these free throws. they blew a golden opportunity a minute ago.
Yeah, they had the three free throws, and the same guy is shooting now. He actually missed four, but one of them did not count because of a lane violation. He makes that one. That gets him into double figures. That was his 10th point of the game. He had five in the first half, and he scored five in the second half. 52-42. Napa in the lead. Free throw is good. Well, both of those were the swisher variety. James Ned in the backcourt to help out. The big guy gets the ball into the forecourt to a game. Deer underneath, and Deer gets the basket and one. Fouled by Morgan. And Deer going to the line. Akeem, who was not a starter, from Brooklyn, New York. He averages 9.2 as a non-starter. Yep. Be up there with one shot trying to make it a three-point play.
He shoots 57%.
So not that good as far as free throw shooting. And he missed the free throw. Rebounded by Kerriman. And it's stolen away by Deer, and he lays it in. Oh, thank you very much on that one. And that's another high lead for the Storm at 13 points. Inside of 6 minutes to go. Kerriman puts it up and in, and James Ned fell down. And that's a big fall down if you've seen the how stout that he is. But Kerriman is equally as stout and now has 9 points. French in the lane, spins up with the left hand, rims, no good. Ned tried for the rebound, but taken instead by Morgan. Leads a fast break. Ball is punched away from behind by Deer, and it goes out of bounds, negating a fast break opportunity. 56-45. 5.5 minutes to go. There is a timeout taken, so we'll be back in a moment with the score. Napa Valley College 56 and College of Marin 45. Well, do you know what's happened here in the last couple minutes as far as the shooting?
Well, Napa Valley College continues to shoot well. They have made 9 out of their last 14 attempts. Sorry, 9 out of their last 15, and that's really helped. Also, being able to make a few key free throws has helped extend their lead.
Joey Potts is back into the lineup for College of Marin, replacing Kevin Kerriman. College Marin with the basketball now. Inside of 5.5 minutes to go here in the second half. Comes to Marrari. Gives it over to Morgan. In the middle, Kerriman, who stayed in there, they brought Potts in. And Kerriman stayed in there, too, so they were using the two big men on the post, but they did not get the rebound on the missed shot, and Napa has the basketball with exactly 5 minutes to go here in the second half. Hampton fires the three, rims, no good. Rebound taken there by Murari. Murari picked up by Deer, shoots over him. Yes! A three-pointer by Murari, who is starting to light it up here in this second half. He averages 14.3, and with that three-point field goal, he has scored 14 points in this game. That makes it an eight-point lead for Napa. They look to French. French sets up on a low post right side, and a shot up from out by the free throw line, no good by Adolfo. And Napa's a little slow getting back on defense, and a slam dunk down at the other end by Joey Serb getting in double figures. He had 8 points early in the game, and that was his first basket since early. 4 minutes to go, a six-point game. As French Lopo out to Ned, tries a three, no good. Cut Kelvin with the rebound. The freshman gets it over to Murari. Murari starts in and drives in now, goes up, and it was fouled. I think that's going to be on French. It is. That will put Murari back at the... Or, no, check. It's going to be Morgan. No, I was right. It is Mareri. Morgan started to go to the free throw line, but Mareri is the one that was fouled going in for the shot. His free throw is good. Well, since he missed three in a row, he has made three in a row. Back into the lineup, Joe Fonts comes in for Napa. So they'll have both Fonts and French in there on that front line. Mareri is ready. His next free throw is no good. Rebound by Fonts. He went up high off the defensive backboard to get that rebound. And Napa quickly in the forecourt to Deer. Deer in the angle right side. Backs it up now. Guarded on this 2-3 zone as the ball deflected away, but retrieved by Napa. Nearly thrown away again, but retrieved by Deer this time. 3:20 to go in the game. A pull-up jumper from a long two. No good. Oh, nice rebound pulled out by Joey Potts. He's 6'9 anyway, and he jumped high. Gets it down, driving in underneath. They try to get the ball to Morgan, but they can, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Napa's ball. And it's going to be a timeout. Let's see if that's a full timeout or just a 30-second timeout. It's going to be a 30-second, so we'll keep it here with Dino.
Well, this is a classic case of how you let an opponent get back in the game. Napa, I think, making some poor choices offensively. It tried a couple of three-point shots when maybe it might have behooved them to work a more deliberate offensive pattern, try and take some time off the clock and get a better shot rather than just jacking up a three-pointer. Then again, they were making the three-pointers earlier in the game, and I'm sure every player who's taken one in these last few minutes was sure it was going in when they shot it. But it looks like we may still have one of those fantastic finishes as Marin just refuses to go away in this game.
Napa with the ball in the backcourt, ready to inbound is Amancio Adolfo. Gets it in now as they get it over to Mills. Mills drives to the right of the key. Used up the dribble there. Brings it back out now to Deer. Then they've gone back to a man-to-man defense as College of Marin. Mills looks at a three. Doesn't take it. Goes over to French. He will take the three. It's an air ball and pulled out of there by Cut Kelvin, who leads a fast break down to Morgan. Goes up for the shot. He just flipped it up there. No good. And Deer gets the off of the defensive rebound there. And will get the ball over to Adolfo in the forecourt. Reaching in is Cut Kelvin, committing his third personal foul. Well, with 2.5 minutes to go, a 5-point game. First game of a basketball doubleheader. The women's action coming up. Be the first time in years that we've broadcast a women's game. And we'll give you information about them when we have the opportunity. In the meantime, Napa is bringing Jaden Hampton back in, the sophomore out of Fayetteville, Arkansas, as Macho Adolfo is at the free throw line, and he scores the free throw. That was his eighth point. Let's see. No, that was his fifth point. Potts is coming out, and back in is Benegas, who's playing with four personal fouls. And back at the free throw line, Adolfo. This free throw is also good. His sixth point. He's 4 out of 4 at the foul line tonight and has a field goal. The pass underneath deflected by French out of bounds. The ball will be inbounded to the right of the basket for which the Mariners are shooting, and it will be the big guy, Kevin Kerriman, to trigger the inbound. They set a play in motion. Inbounds pass goes in the right-hand corner. They drive the baseline. And then pass underneath and a good pass. And Kerriman just lays it in. He's in double figures now with 11. And it's a 5-point game. Mills crosses the timeline. Defensing there against Carter Coleman. Carlton Coleman, I should say, underneath the French. Reverse layup hits the underneath side of the iron, and it's taken by College of Marin as they bring it forecourt, nearly falling down. Driving into the lane, a pull-up jump shot, rims no good. Rebound by the short guy out there, Jaden Hampton. He'll bring it full court. In fact, he goes up for the shot, no good. And the rebound is by Benegas. Coming down there is a three-point attempt. Good! Wow! Cut Kelvin. Hits his first three. He's only got 5 points in the game, but that makes it a two-point game.
So there was another sort of a classic case where Napa Valley College had the ball with a chance to use up some of the remaining minute and a half and instead went right away with a shot that missed, and then Napa was able to, or Marin was able to come back and score three, and now we've got a two-point game.
Yeah, with that 11-point lead, and they could not add to it. They had kept moving up as far as their biggest lead, but now College of Marin, it's right back into the contest. College of Marin, as I mentioned earlier, has Nick Serve out of Vintage High on their roster. Napa Valley College lost a couple players from their original roster as Savon Abu-Rahman went back to Tolleson, Arizona. Tolleson, from where he was from, and DeAndre Twilley went back to Mitchell, Colorado. A couple players that they had from out of state that were on the team at the start of the season. 58-56 as play resumed. Fonz goes into the backcourt to help out to get the ball. They get it in the forecourt now to Mills. Mills way out. They're working well beyond the three-point arc, taking some time off the clock. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Plenty of time yet. They work it to Fonz. Fonz is between circles there and now gives to Mills. Mills drives under. Passes it back out now. 8 seconds on the shot clock. A bad pass, and it's intercepted by Cut Kelman. Coming down is Morgan. He missed the layup, and Napa gets the rebound. Boy, we're the Storm fortunate in that situation there, as College of Marin had a layup that they missed, and Napa retains a two-point lead with 40 seconds to go. And Napa falls down, and the ball is taken by Joey Potts for College of Marin. They can tie it up underneath. A plotted block! What a great defensive move under there by Akeem Deer, going high to block the attempt to tie up the game by Benegas. Benegas playing with four personal fouls. 31 seconds to go. 25 seconds on the shot clock for College of Marin. And they're going to take a timeout. As Scott Thom said, let's take a timeout. I didn't see if he called a 30-second or a full timeout. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take time now. With 31 seconds to go, it is Napa Valley College 58, College of Marin 56. Well, as we're back here at the Napa Valley College Gym, you're in tune with KVON. That's 1440 on the AM dial and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. Along with Dino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith. Jake Grant sitting in with us this evening as Napa Valley College owns a two-point lead, but it is College of Marin with the ball to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. Ready to inbound the ball is Derek Morgan. Look, lobs it in, and there is a shoving foul called on Fonz. And that was a good call. That was the right call, even though Steve Ball jumped up saying no on that. There was a shove, and that'll put Potts to the free throw line.
Marin's had a couple of really nice inbounds plays in this game.
Yeah. I think Steve is saying that they were shoving down at the other end and they did not get the opportunity to shoot free throws. Potts at the line could tie up the game. He missed the first free throw. That was his first foul attempt of the night. His first free throw attempt from the foul line. He will be back there now. He is a 6'9 freshman, averages 8.5 per game, has scored 10 points so far tonight. Bounces the ball, free throw. No good. And the rebound is to Sasha French, and Napa gets the ball, and French is fouled right away with 27 seconds to go. The foul charged to Mareri.
French is not the guy to foul on that. He's got 75% on 36 of 48.
He is 1-for-2 tonight. It's still a 1-1. It'll be the double bonus on the next common foul, but he has to make the first to get the second, whereas College Marin is also in the double bonus now. French needs to make the first, and he does not. And it is rebounded by Kerriman for College of Marin. Again, they could tie it up or take the lead. 20 seconds to go. Morgan drives in, goes baseline, a reverse layup, up, no good. Rebound Potts, no good. Scramble for a loose ball, out of bounds. It's awarded to College of Marin. 12 seconds to go, 58-56. Napa College in the lead. College of Marin with the ball. Earlier, well, 2 games ago, Napa went into an overtime and lost to Euban, their only loss in league play. They had 6 wins. Ready for the inbound pass. And it's intercepted by Adolfo. Comes down to Mills. Mills drives in, and now he drives back out, electing not to shoot, even though he had a layup, but was fouled then as he brings it back out. The foul goes on Cut Kelvin. It's his fourth. That'll put Mills to the free throw line and see what he has done there. He'll get 2 free throws. This is the double bonus they are in now.
Mills shoots 75% from the line.
Free throw is good. Now this next one would be the big one. It would give them a 2-possession lead. Mills, that was his 11th point of the game. He averages 8.1, a 6'2 freshman out of Marietta, California. He makes them both. He goes 2-for-2 that time at the foul line. Quickly in the forecourt comes College of Marin. They try a long three. It rims. It's no good. Rebound. Fonz gets it, and that's the buzzer. Wow. Napa holds on for a 4-point win. But down the stretch there, College Marin just had some tough luck. Missing a layup, missing some free throw opportunities. And when it was all over, Napa held on for a 4-point win, and they go to 7-1 in the league. They are 11-8 overall. College of Marin drops to 1-7 in the league and 2-14 overall. We'll have the individual scoring and the shooting statistics when we return as the final, Napa Valley College 60, College of Marin 56. Well, Napa Valley College scored 30 points in each half. 30 in the first half and 30 in the second half. Dino is still finalizing those statistics. As he does that, I'll just mention that leading scorer for Napa Valley College with 12 points was Armani Mills. Sasha French at 11 points. They were the only two double-figure scorers, while College of Marin was led by Eric Mareri, who had 15 points. Derek Morgan had 12 points. And Kevin Kariman had 11 points. Now let's go to Dino Alessio.
Well, these stats are really going to tear the heart out of a College of Marin fan who listens to this. College of Marin in the second half shot 11 out of 37 from the floor. They made 4 out of 9 from three-point land. They were just 4 of 11, though, from the free throw line. Napa Valley College, 11 of 30 in the second half, missed all of their three-point tries, 0 for 8, but were 8 out of 12 from the free throw line. Turnovers, just 12 for Marin, just 14 for Napa. Marin had 14 assists on their 23 made baskets. Napa had 12 assists on their 23 made baskets. The rebounding, 33 rebounds as a team for College of Marin. And for Napa Valley College, 45 rebounds. So after the rebounding was dead even at halftime, College of Marin out-rebounded Napa Valley College out rebounded College of Marin 24-17. 24-17 in that second half. So the total rebounding was 40-33. I think I said 45-33, but that was incorrect. There were two blocked shots by College of Marin. Napa Valley College blocked four shots in the game. There were five lead changes in the game. The score actually was never tied, though, on any occasion. But to me, the key point for College of Marin making only 5 out of 15 from the floor, Napa making 10 out of 16, and that could very well have been the difference in the game, Jake. The inability of Napa to make a few more, or Marin to make a few more key free throws that might have put them over the top.
They utilized a lot of ball movement and handling, and there's that old cliche saying, it's easier to make one good move than two. And I think that worked against them tonight, because they would go and they'd do these fancy little tricks, and Napa saw right through it, and they would just break that down.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and we'll have the coach with us when we come back, and we'll check the individual scoring and kind of wrap up on this game as we get set for game number two. But we'll be back in a moment as the final score, Napa Valley College, a four-point win in that first game. Okay, back here at Napa Valley College Gymnasium, we have with us Steve Ball in his 13th year, and that's not an unlucky number for him, because he's got probably the best team that he may have had in those 13 years.
Yeah, I think it's definitely the best team, record-wise especially, that we've had so far. And you're right, that is funny. I didn't even think about that, the lucky number 13.
I noticed this year, too, you shifted sides from where the team bench is.
Yeah, this whole time, that's all it took, was we just play on this side and we're a good team. I think I should have done that 13 years ago.
What a slow start for the team tonight.
Yeah, Marin's a good team. I mean, they've got some players that can put the ball in the basket, they can defend, they've got some size. Fico was a little bit under the weather. Akeem's coming off of being a little bit under the weather. And their size, you know, matches up with our size pretty well, so it kind of took us out of some things. We didn't play our normal defense to start the game as far as our energy that we have, but I think we turned it on at about the 5-minute mark, and we started pressuring the ball a little bit more and caused some turnovers. Once we got some turnovers caused, then I think it helped feed our offense a little bit.
You trailed by as many points as 10. You led by as many as 11.
Boy, that's kind of what we do. You know, we did the same thing against Yuba. You were here for that. We did the same thing against Kenyatta. We did the same thing against Contra Costa. I mean, we need to figure out a way to not relax when we get an 11-point lead, but continue the positive side of it, of fighting, even though we have a 10-point deficit.
When they had the double post situation in there with Joey Potts and Kevin Kerriman, both of whom are about 6'9", how did you handle that?
Not very well. We for a while there, James did a really good job in the first half on Kerriman, the big fella. Tried to take a couple charges late when we were up 10, and I thought that, you know, maybe one of them was a legit charge, but he didn't get either of the calls, so it gave him little chippies there, little buckets. So that hurt us a little bit. And then we went back to, when they went double bigs, we went Sasha and Joe a little more traditional. And Joe defended Potts on the perimeter a little bit more, which is skinnier. And Sasha does a good job with just about any post player he faces. He manages to come over and wipe things, yet still negate their big inside.
You must have realized early on that this was going to be a positive year for the Storm. As you had indicated to me before the season started, that this was going to be something special this year.
I really felt that all summer, all fall. Then the fires happened, and we missed a couple weeks of practice, and we stumbled out of the gates at a 1-5 record. And I, you know, started second guessing myself. Wait a minute. Maybe we're not that good. Then we had a little bit of addition by subtraction. We lost some guys, and the chemistry really came together at the Santa Rosa tournament. And the guys have just, you know, not looked back. We've learned how to win. We trust each other, and they're really playing well. And I'm excited for this group.
Well, we listen to you because we schedule twice as many college broadcasts this year as we did last.
Yeah, that's good. That's good scouting report you got there, Ira.
And tonight we're doing something a little different. We're going to broadcast this doubleheader with the women's game coming up.
I like it. That's a good group of girls out there. Brian's doing a good job teaching with them. You know, it seems like this conference on the women's side has quite a few teams with 6, 7, maybe 8 players. And then there's a couple that have 10 or 15 players. So it's kind of a war of attrition on the women's side this year.
What happens as you get later in the season and you have a lot of games that you are playing, but you still have to get some idea as far as recruitment? How do you coordinate that?
Yeah, that's a hard balance. You know, to be honest with you, my assistant coach, Carson Caratini, does a great job with watching local talent, you know, watching some of the prep school talent as well. So he really focuses on that early and does a great job with social media, does a great job with communicating with incoming recruits, which allows me to focus on our scouting and our player development stuff. And also, to be honest, we really consider every player that comes through here a part of our basketball family. So, for example, tomorrow night I'm going to go watch Pacific Union College play, where a bunch of my former players are playing in that game against Cal Maritime. So I'm kind of still trying to keep that connection with the players who have already played for us, so they know they're still loved and they're still a part of our family, even though they've gone on elsewhere.
You know, you had a good balance tonight, too. We had Armani Mills with 12, Sasha French with 11, Akeem Deer with 9, Adolfo with 6, Joe Fonts with 7, Tom Solomon with 7, Hayden Hampton with 7.
Yeah, no, we've had, I think we've had 6 or 7 players be our leading scorer in different games this year. So it's a really balanced attack. You know, we've got a traditional starting lineup, but we still rotate, you know, 9 guys through pretty quickly. And then the guys that are playing really well, they get to continue and get more playing time. And you know, this time it was this group of players. Next time it might be a different group of players.
Well, we've got Solano on our broadcast agenda yet when they come here. And then we've got Contra Costa at the end of the season, and that could be a big game.
Yes, it is. You know, I think that the top 3 teams in our conference right now are us and Yuba tied at the top, and Contra Costa is right behind us with only 2 losses. One of the ones that I think Yuba and us both handed them. That's going to be a big game. You know, quite frankly, though, Marin, to me, is one of the better teams in this conference. The last 3 games, they played those 3 teams and lost by a bucket or 2 against each of them. So watch out for them. We play them the final game of the season and at their place, and that could be a very competitive game as well.
Congratulations on the win tonight, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Ira. I appreciate the support.
Steve Ball in his 13th year. Quickly, as the other scoring in the game, we'll make this quick so we can get into our pregame before the upcoming women's contest gets underway. Eric Mareri had 15 points to lead all scorers tonight. He is out of Albany. Also in double figures, Derek Morgan out of Redwood High School had a dozen points, and Kevin Harriman out of Newark had 11 points. And also Joey Potts from Petaluma had 10 points. They were the double figure scorers, and about all the scoring, there were only 3 others that scored. Gary Sherrod had a field goal for 2 points. Cut Kelvin had 5 points, had a 3-point basket and a 2-pointer. He's from Tamalpais. And Jaime Benigas had 1 point, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for him. They had 26 points at halftime and trailed by 4, 30-26. Napa scored another 30 points in the second half, as did College Marin with 30 points. So it stayed as a 4-point margin, the final score in the game. We'll be coming back here and get set for game number 2 of our basketball doubleheader as Napa Valley College goes to 7-1 in the league. College Marin drops to 1-7. But just before we go, we're going to select a player of the game from this contest. So, Dino, why don't you we'll go to Jake first then. Okay, Jake.
Sasha French, hands down.
Okay.
I mean, he disrupted everything.
Dino.
That would be my choice as well.
I thought that the whole tempo of the game really changed when he started to do his thing out there.
Not only offensively, but particularly a defensive situation,
yep,
and rebounding-wise.
Protecting the rim.
Yeah.
He blocked a couple of shots. He rebounded superbly. And that was a huge difference.
You could tell the difference when they would substitute other big men in. And for him, you could tell how the pace of the game changed away from their favor when they would sub, like, not like Fonz was any different, but when they would put, like, Ned in, you could see that they attacked the basket a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, they've all and all those guys have different skill sets, and they all did things to help with the win. But Sasha particularly really dictated what went on out there when he was in the game.
Yep, in each aspect of tonight's contest. So that'll be unanimous. Sasha French, our player of the game. That wraps up our first game. Stay tuned. We have our basketball doubleheader continuing in just a moment as Napa Valley College women will be hosting College of Marin Mariners next up.